Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
With Shea Gomez coming in with super feminine energy today. Love it. Love it. In studio, Mike Feeney. What up, bitch?
Hey. Prefer not to be called that.
What up, bitch pussy? Tiny little boy, bitch.
No.
You're tiny.
I'm taller than you.
You're not tall. How tall are you?
Sure.
How tall
six,
are you?
6'2".
I'm 6'1".
Okay,
two
so
and a
that's
quarter.
How math works.
I'm 6'2".
Go on. Great to be
Fuck.
Here.
Fuck, he beat me again. I hate being beat by Mike Feeney. Also, in studio for the first time, we don't normally do women on the show, but you know what? Today we are making an exception. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the very hilarious Chloe LeBranch joins the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What up, girly girl?
Yeah, you're not going to make fun of me?
No, not at all. I don't know you yet. I got to, you know, we got to slowly ease into
all
it.
Right,
we're going to find out some things about you.
He'll figure out how tall you are soon.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Going to.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite the show today, and, you know, yeah, normally we just choose two white males to feature what we do on the show, because I'm one of the only people fighting for the rights of the white man anymore. It's true. Who else do you guys have? Nobody else is out there. Everyone else is afraid to fight for the
rights. We have Giannis.
Giannis Papoosh. You're right, but he's white. He's perceived as white. I'm on the other side.
Right.
You know? So you guys have me to fucking go out there and be like, hey, what's going on, man? White people
I would
cool.
like to move that Puerto Rican. I would prefer to be white than Greek.
Yeah, so if you could choose, if you
if
can pick one
choose,
people
if,
out of
if
the
I
white
was,
category.
If this was race dodgeball,
yeah.
I'm taking Puerto Rican before I take Greek.
Well, yeah. Sure, because ironically, the Greeks are kind of known to, while they've done a bunch of shit back in the day, they haven't done anything good in a while. I mean, the Greek food's great, but they're perceived as a lazy
is it
culture.
Is
no, not food? Compared to Puerto Rican food. I had mofongo the other night. Fuck Greek food.
Yeah, Greek food sucks, dude. Like, fucking
well, it
baklava.
Sure doesn't suck, but
no, it sucks.
No, it's great.
Look up a list of the least tasty foods. I bet you Greek is right at the top of that
you're
list.
You're crazy to say that Greek would be...
Least tasty food. Let's find it. I bet it's out there.
It's fine. But it's not Puerto Rican food.
Yeah.
Pernil?
I'm not saying Puerto Rican food. I'm on your side. I'm just saying that's why I'm on your side is because the Greek, you know, I'm not talking food-wise, though.
Chloe
cuisine.
LeBranch, if you have to invite one culture into the white category, Puerto Ricans or Greeks?
I'm also picking. We're all picking.
I don't know. Probably Puerto Rican. It
see?
Depends on
we're
the Greek,
see.
You know. If it's like a shipping error, fine.
See,
come,
this
over.
Is why,
okay. Come over, come in me, it's fine. But if it's like a...
Countries with the worst
food. Yeah, UK,
food.
Obviously.
Yeah,
okay, keep on going.
Australia.
United States, fuck
what?
Off, dude.
We do everything.
Are you kidding me?
Ever heard of fucking fusions?
Yeah, yeah. Bitch, we got the best Chinese food in the world.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Go.
Italy. Fuck this list, and
they're
fuck
known,
whoever pulled it up.
They're known for their food.
Yeah.
I would say Switzerland has terrible food. What about the Dutch?
This is legitimately the best food on the planet in Italy.
Russia
is also known
sense.
For good food.
Yeah.
China.
Russia's not known for good food.
Yeah, they have a lot of good
potatoes
food.
And vodka
shit. Like
and
borscht
steak.
And shit.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, probably. I guess.
Ukraine.
All right.
Fuck
all right, whatever. Greek is not.
This list sucks.
Poland, I saw that coming.
Fuck.
Norway, I've heard, is
Mexico.
Awful food.
All right. This
Mexico?
List is
I mean, this list is. I think you looked up top 10 best food places.
There you go, Feeney. I like it, dude.
Fucking
that's
got
a fire
him.
Joke you just told.
Yeah,
fuck
was,
you, Nate.
That was fucking
how would UK
hilarious.
Be at the top of best foods list?
Wasn't
just curious.
Even you, wasn't it? Yeah. I was yelling at him. I thought he looked it up. It was Shannon that looked up the list. I was just like, fuck you, Nate.
Listen to me. We have a great show planned today. Okay. I have to respond. Now that I'm the leader of the alt-right comedy movement, I'm embracing it. I am. I'm not one of these other guys. I'm not apologizing. Did you guys think we were going to apologize? Did you guys think we were going to come out and be like, oh, I'm so sorry for
America. These are the faces of conservative comedy.
That's true.
A Puerto Rican and an enormous faggot.
Yeah. Let me play. I'm playing with his dick right now. Literally. Oh, dude. Hell yeah.
All white power.
Dude, I'm rubbing his dick like it's a clit because it's about that size. I got to be honest
with
you.
You're just rubbing the seam on my pants.
Ew. Where's your dick?
My dick's up here.
Jesus Christ, Zach. Right here. Get your dick anatomy together. It's not right.
Fucking you got rubbing him. This
fucking yeah. Question.
Get your dick anatomy together,
Shannon,
bro.
Shannon, go. Lewis attack. Don't fuck with me, Chloe. That's what you'll get if you actually cross me at all on this show. I might have to attack you
Lewis
verbally.
Attack.
That would be great.
Chloe looks for sure traumatized at what's already happened.
Chloe
in the
loves
first
this show. This is the best podcast she's ever done. Admit it right now.
In my life.
See, what'd I tell you?
How dare you, Chloe?
No, I don't know.
Oh, because she does Shannon's. She does Shannon's.
My seat
show.
Is wet. I don't know.
I'm kidding, Shannon. Your show's great. When am I a guest on it again? You fucking bitch.
I
am, you didn't even invite
me.
No,
I just asked you yesterday. Yeah. We're having you back on in December because I'm booked straight through to December.
Oh, okay. Can I do the Christmas episode? Dress as Santa Claus?
Absolutely.
Can you sit on my lap the whole time?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to crush your leg.
Yeah, you are heavy.
You have to work on your leg strength a little bit.
My leg's going to be numb as fuck after like 20 minutes.
But your legs are also soft, so you're going to have to build up the muscle.
Oh, you do have fucking beanbag legs, don't you, Lewis?
Whoa. Are you fucking kidding me, Shannon?
Your legs going to look like Anderson Silva's.
The first time we fucked, she said that to me. She's like, you have very soft legs. I was like, never say that on air.
Sorry, we're not fucking anymore.
I said never say it on air, though. That means in perpetuity.
Wow.
Good word.
Good on you. That is a great word.
I don't know it.
We know, Chloe. That's why we invited you here. You're a woman. You have a very simple mind. We like that, though. It's amazing.
I just wish we could vote.
Right? All right, look. We have a great show planned today. A lot to talk about. We have to talk about the Slate article. We got to talk about the Hollywood Reporter article. That's right. Two articles in one day featuring your boy, Lewis J. Gomez, pretty heavily. And a lot of people would say, hey, they're smear campaigns and that these are, these are hit pieces. Not me.
You were 85%. It said it had Shane in the headline, but then after the first paragraph, it was nothing but about you.
I'm a fucking god amongst men. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say, Seth Simons? The other thing they don't understand.
Is he coming on the podcast defend himself?
I wish he would come on the podcast. I wish he would.
Has anyone seen him in person, in public? Or is he just kind of like he may not really exist.
No, but I do know the last place he stayed. What comic he stayed with last time he was in New York.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes. Write it down.
Good comedian?
Write it down.
Yeah, write it down.
So it's a friend of this.
What?
It's a friend of this person.
They no longer get along.
Oh, okay.
Robbie Goodwin.
No.
Interesting. We got to get Robbie Goodwin on the horn. He's got all the inside information.
Can you flip the paper? I just want to make sure that...
It is Robbie Goodwin.
Yeah, he definitely said Robbie Goodwin.
It actually says Robbie Goodwin. You wrote
it's like a Penn and Teller trick.
You said it.
It was Robbie Goodwin, everyone.
You said it immediately. Doesn't he do the show?
Yeah.
Call him. Tell him to call in.
Nah.
Okay.
No, we had him call in as Shane. Dude, the day after Shane got SNL, right before he was about to announce it, we had him call in as Shane, and he was just like... Just talking about the Jews in Hollywood that he's hanging out with. And then Shane called, and I already knew Shane was getting SNL. He's like, dude, can you please not put that out as a clip? My agent thought it was me. His agent listened to the whole clip, and it actually tricked his agent into believing it was him.
Wow.
His agent called him and was like,
yeah, he does good impressions.
I know. He goes, Shane, we just talked about this. Why would you call into the podcast and do this? It's the best.
I believe Shane thinks, dude, that was the best. Shane called you. The entire call, he goes, keep my fucking name out of your mouth. Click.
Some would say I ruined Shane's career.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw Shane when I saw him yesterday too, but when I went to, Ken and I were at Philly Punchline and Soder and Shane were over at Helium and we went over there after the show And it was the first time I had seen him since it all happened. So, like, you know, I'm kind of like, ah, bro, sorry about all this fucking, you're getting dogged by all these people online. And he's just like, yeah, it's cool, bro. Like, he's like totally fine. Also, he's like a fucking rock star in Philly right now. Yeah. Like, there was like a group of people surrounding him no matter
where
he went.
Well, the comedy community has come out in support, and the real comedians have come out in support of him. And the problem is everyone's fucking afraid to have an opinion online because they're afraid that their next thing is going to be criticized. They're going to start digging up some dumb things that they said.
Everyone's done something.
It's better. It's good. It's actually good that this guy wrote the Slate article. I'll tell you why. Because that side, and I want to say that side because it sounds cheesy, but the whole sort of SJW attack comedians for jokes side, which any comic who sides with them, it's fucking batshit. How do you at the very least just shut the fuck up and don't side with anybody? These people aren't on your side. They're trying to destroy comedians' careers for fucking clicks. It's the grossest thing in the world. And how anybody could sit there and side with those people? It's
well, we are in a civil
me.
War.
We
right
are in a
now.
Civil war. But they've jumped the shark because it made sense. People could connect the dots. Be like, oh, a new SNL cast member. This is a very like huge famous show. You know, that was an easy sell. But even the people on their side now, they wrote this long Slate article. I mean, every response to Slate and that guy Seth, every response is comedy fans being like, you're a fucking idiot. Fuck you. Beat it.
Yeah.
There's no support. Nobody's got, like, there's like,
I saw one or two.
Three or four people are being like, good on you. Good article.
One who used to be a comedian.
Not a single person has tweeted at me. Not a single person has emailed me. Not a single person has said, hey, dude, nobody that works with me. No comedians have been like, oh, dude, this, you know, what's going on? Is that... Nobody fucking cares because you're going after the most offensive podcast on earth. It's in the fucking subtitle.
Us saying crazy shit is the Aziz fingering a lady.
Yes.
Of fucking articles.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It really is. That analogy is perfect because Louis C.K. got, you know, taken down. And no matter how you feel about that, it was at the very least debatable, like what that was. And it started this conversation. It became a debate sort of. And there was definitely a narrative. Nobody was defending Harvey Weinstein. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going like, come on, give Harvey another shot. Nobody's doing that because he's a piece of shit. But at least with Louis, it started to...
Scream. Pulp Fiction. Sorry, guys. Clerk. I'm sorry.
But then Aziz came out and Chris Hardwick came out. Those stories came out and it was just them being sort of like shitty dudes. They weren't really crossing any like lines. They weren't... And then everyone said, time out. Let's we got to stop and think about this for a second. We can't go after everybody for every little thing. And I think that this is what this is. This is the Aziz story after Louis. They came out this article way too fast after Shane, and people are going like, really? That's how far you're going? You're digging into podcasts with dirty comedians that unapologetically say these no-no words on every fucking episode?
None of that. He started so funny.
Yeah.
Ari jerking off in your face.
Pull that up, by the way. Pull the article. This is how dumb these people are. They don't understand how hilarious it is.
I also think that Nick Mullen... I was talking to him yesterday. He had one of the best like takes on it. We're just like the second that they like, you know, the media decides that like this whole like woke culture is not going to make them enough money. All the people that are like, yeah, fuck comedy. And like, we're going to be over here because they think it'll get them a job or something on Comedy Central. Once they realize like that's not going to make the money and they switch to something else, all those people are fucked. And like comedians at all like stood by one another and whatnot. We're going to be the ones that are working.
Yeah, the internet right now is it's like the ultimate sort of proving ground, right? And we're figuring out now ways to monetize it and make a lot of money. And there's guys like Nick Mullen who make way more money than TV writers, way more money doing his podcast once a week, just fucking around with his buddies, doing what he wants to do, saying what he wants to say. And they look at that and they go like, holy shit, we want that. How do they hate the fact that we're starting businesses, we're being successful. They what they want to do is they want to smear us as Nazis, alt-right, whatever it is, because they know once you label somebody that will stick.
The Puerto Rican Nazi.
I know. It's fucking
That's
crazy.
That's a good nickname.
Pull up the article from, this is so funny, pull up the first thing they say about Ari, which was one of the fucking, no, that's Zach.
Yeah.
Go to the that. Top. Go to the top. There the very first, right here. All right. So this is the beginning of the article. they go, presuming you bought a pass in time, they sold out more than a month in advance. You could have had the privilege of witnessing Ari Shaffir tear down his pants.
Wait a minute. Tear down his pants.
And play his genitals like a puppet as a panel of comics dared Gomez to fillet him.
That is fun. I mean, every part of that sentence is another funny story.
Tear down his pants as if it's the walls of oppression. It's such a funny thing.
What, they just have like synonyms up and they're just like...
Doggy, this is like it. You read that. Who doesn't want to go watch that? You read that. Like this is how dumb they are. This is how unfunny they are. They don't even realize how hilarious that sounds.
And he used tear to make it sound like predatory.
Yeah,
like he was gonna fuck your face
down
against
pants.
Your will in front of.
If anything, if they were gonna quote anything, they should have quoted from the fucking what was the other show? The Would You Bang Him when Ari was just chasing the women around with his
dick. Give him the ammunition. Been. Yeah, Feeny, whose fucking side are you on? You fucking turncoat.
I'm saying that was
Jesus
I was
Christ,
on that show
Mike
too.
Feeny. Fuck.
Oh, now you're worried?
That was a sick reference.
No, I'm kidding. Obviously, Feeny.
Yeah.
And even like they start off, they're like conservative comedy. They refer to it as conservative comedy, right? In the very first, pull it up again. So, the world of conservative comedy is bigger than you might think.
That's not
the
Shane
first
Gillis.
Paragraph.
The world of conservative comedy is fatter than you might think.
They call it conservative comedy, and then in the first paragraph they describe Ari Shaffir pulling out his dick as a bunch of people dare me to fellate him. What is conservative about that? Do you not understand what conservatism is? Like, we are people that are doing drugs and we're fucking, like, Skankfest. Chloe, did you go to Skankfest?
No.
This year, you have to come. It is anybody who comes to Skankfest. She's like, no, I'm quite all right. That sounds like a goddamn nightmare. No, it is the most fun weekend in comedy. Anybody who goes there knows that all the bullshit is left at the fucking door. It is every fucking race of people, every sex, every fucking type of person, young, old, poor. I'm telling you right now, they're all poor. It's
mostly poor.
It's mostly poor people. But it's like, the idea that they would call this conservative comedy, you're like, it's just laughable. How do you read this and not go like, okay, that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard? They had other quotes in there, right? All the quotes are always hilarious. Let's see. The Skanks devoted a segment to Aaron Phillip, the first black transgender model with a disability to sign to a major agency. And this is a quote by Big J. Okerson. It's tough to be fabulous when you shit in a bag.
They're all funny.
Affecting an effeminate voice.
He also regularly plays exaggerated black characters, including one called Black Baby. We have a baby that we dance around and do black voices with. It's the best.
Oh, that's the
conservatism
best.
Has changed. That was the quote I think you were looking for.
There, no, I already had it.
A throbbing ID beneath.
Oh, yeah. In the 2018, they helmed a slur-laden segment roasting a young non-binary person's vlog about coming out. A few years before that, Gomez quipped that a teenage America's Got Talent contestant was, quote-unquote, particularly unfuckable for a 13-year-old girl. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, you know?
Kids are unfuckable. That's not even a bad quote.
Out of how unfuckable children are, she was exceptionally
She was
unfuckable.
On the low end of unfuckable kids.
Yeah, she wasn't a
okay, husband. Sue me, Seth Simons.
Yeah, kid should be.
I don't want to fuck this child.
Great.
I think I should be commended.
Yeah, you're a social justice warrior.
I really am.
Yeah, you're an SJW.
You're a social justice Puerto Rican Nazi.
Was there anything else in the article? I don't know. People should go read it. I think
No, why are you just telling people to go read it?
Because,
why would you
let,
give
can
him,
I tell you
because
why?
Any click will give him any sort
doesn't
of
matter.
Money.
Doesn't matter. Can I tell you why? Read it.
Well, it does matter.
Can I tell you why?
Yes.
First of all, the way clicks work on fucking those websites, no, it doesn't matter. The amount of clicks that he's getting on that is not making him more money. He got paid his fucking publication fee, and that's that. They'll make very minimal advertising on that specific article, right? I'm not worried about a few clicks or a few thousand clicks going there. What I like about it is that their side can't get emotional about this. They can't even get up about it because it's so dumb. They go like, oh, yeah, obviously Big J, Lewis. These are New York comics who say fucked up shit. And there's thousands of hours of content there. It's like, you know, so what's good is they're going to keep on writing these articles. They're going to keep on coming out with them. And then everyone's going to become desensitized. And they're going to go, this is kind of silly. Yeah, there's a lot of people saying dumb shit on podcasts. Boo fucking who. We're not getting SNL. We're not getting The Daily Show. Those aren't those woke brands we're not going to get. But there's a lot of opportunities for comics who are just trying to be fucking hilarious, right? And the reason it's good is because emotion sells and they can't get their side to be emotional about this. Nobody's getting up. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's saying, Lewis, you suck. Like Shane dealt with a shitstorm. It was a different thing. People can't wrap their mind around this, but what they're doing is they're stoking the fires on our side. They're getting our people to be very emotional. So when these articles come out, I mean, literally you just see hundreds of comments with our fans defending us. And they're getting our fans to be very emotional. And they are, you know, we're right about to launch Skankfest South.
When you cry, you buy, baby.
When you cry, you buy, baby boy. Sales 101. okay? Yeah. And they are getting our people to be really emotional, and our people want to support us more than ever.
And beyond that, they're getting our names out. Dude, in the last 2-3 weeks, I don't know if we've had really good numbers lately.
No, you're
being. I've been getting stopped in the street.
Awesome.
Way more frequently than
Bruce Valanche. Yeah. Oh, no.
Sir, are you going to have a heart attack? Please sit down.
Well, I've been recognized from the podcast a lot more recently, like the last 2-3 weeks.
I believe it. Yeah, and it's been so I think it's good. Desensitize people. Keep on doing it. Do the same thing that happened with Aziz and the same thing that happened with Chris Hardwick.
And we're raping everybody. Oh,
make people stop and think. Make people stop thinking like, well, now we have to read these articles because they're being irresponsible with it on their side. Guess what, motherfuckers?
The Hollywood Reporter one was very irresponsible.
Guess what? There are bad people in the world. There are really bad people that hurt people. It's in comedy, in the industry. There are really bad people. So why wouldn't you focus your efforts there? Why wouldn't you? Why would we all agree? We all agree. If there was a fucking person that was hurting people, there was a legitimately racist person that was going out and hurting minorities at comedy clubs and starting shit with them, and you're like, that guy's out of the fucking comedy scene.
Yeah.
He's out. It's a self-policing scene, and we would be right there at the forefront with them. So the shitheads, we get rid of from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't really need some fucking blogger who has no idea what this fucking world is to come in and police what we do. And the people that side with them, they're just siding with sort of a half-assed fucking concept. And they're going after legitimately good people. Like people that actually try to help other people. People that are actually doing good things. You may say we use racial slurs and say dumb things. Let me tell you something, dude. We have hundreds of thousands of people that listen to our fucking shows that we help them. That it gets them through their day. It makes them fucking feel a little bit better about the fucking terminal disease they have. Or maybe their parents dying. Or their fucking kid being sick. Or whatever it is. Okay? And that is tangible, real, actual good shit, okay? What they're doing, there's nothing positive to it. It's all just negativity. But I don't, people like, don't share the article, don't click on it. I was like, share it all the fuck you want. Let people read and let people make a decision for themselves. That whole, the Hollywood Reporter article, I was a little bit annoyed with the guy.
Well, that's fun because it's just so, like, I'm so past all this point of like comedy civil war and everybody talking about everything that I now am able to just find it humorous. It's gone so crazy. But the article is just, it's so, everything they're saying is so like they, you could tell how fucking much it's slanted into trying to get into one direction. They say you have a master plan. They call you a fucking, they say you're a Puerto Rican, but also an alt-right comedian, the same thing. They're like, oh,
Gas Digital Network. I'm opening a comedy club called The N-Word.
Yeah.
And
they say Gas Digital, they say you're a Gas Digital, which like started, yeah, there it is, like started around the same time that Trump became president. Like that at all has anything
catering,
to do with
catering to alt-right sensibilities. Look, that's the thing where, you know, you take a chance. I did an interview with this guy, and he was like, I want to talk about sort of like the culture war in comedy right now. And I made it very clear that, no, I don't even fucking know what alt-right is. I legitimately don't. But I made it very clear that I'm not into politics at all. Most of us aren't into politics at all. Dave Smith's the only one of my friends who gives a fuck, and he thinks Trump should
politics
be in fucking prison.
Stinks.
Okay? There's nothing like, that's not what we do. And he did quote me a bunch. And, you know, at the very least, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Everything that I'm saying in that article, you know, he let me articulate my story. It was slanted. He was acting like we're sort of like the other side.
Master plan. Like, there's one guy in history that they relate a master plan to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hitler.
I don't mind the comparison.
He got shit done.
Right?
Yeah.
Doggy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
He would have sold out.
Sure, a couple hundred thousand Jews had to die.
Yeah.
But...
But what you were saying before about the other article, I wanted to say that, like, I think that all this negative stuff, it's bringing comics together because now I'm getting all the comics want to help each other. Like, I'm getting comics reach out to me and, like Andrew Schultz messaged me about my rape joke and he was like, keep doing it.
Good.
So it's because, like, you know, they're going for the comics that are, you know, pushing.
What's the joke? Knock, who's there? Let me in, bitch.
I'm going to rape you.
I'm going to come in there and rape you. It's a great joke.
It's really good. It really kills.
Knock, who's there? A rapist not named Andrew Schultz.
So, it is very silly. And I thought at least we'd get a few dozen people writing shitty mean stuff to us. But...
Yeah, one of the articles, is that the one or was it the Seth one? One of them had like 6 retweets and like 77 comments.
But it was from Yeah, that was from Slate itself. Like, Slate's got 1.5 million followers. They got 6 retweets and like 80 likes. And you're like, doggy, your own fan base can't even get behind it. If they're not even pushing your own narrative, you got to look at what you're doing. And it's like, literally, I'll just write, you know, fucking just any, it doesn't even matter. I can just write a dumb tweet and I get fucking 80 times the traction because these people
write
are.
Write a dumb tweet right now. See if let's get some more traction on
I
it.
I did that. What's the last time we did that on the show? I just tweeted.
Your thing about your dad getting stabbed? I mean, that's a great tweet.
Before I got a chance to tell him that
I mean, that's an incredible tweet.
Yeah.
I love that it's your pinned tweet.
Was I supposed to read all this stuff?
No.
Because I'm a girl, I can't read.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. She probably leans into it.
I
was going to be a regular third chair on the show. It's great. All right. So, look, I don't really have much else. Is anything else in there interesting, Nate, that we missed?
Really, no. Very much no.
I want more emotion.
Me too. Do they talk about me?
They do. You can just search Chloe LeBranch on Hollywood Reporter and see what they say.
It's because she raped him.
So look.
Also, I would like to. I sometimes like to read Lewis's notes out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Hot topic: Gaylords think we're an alt-right network.
Yeah, well, that's Nate. That was all Nate's doing.
Not me. That was a misunderstanding.
Gaylord.
Okay. Oh, it was a typo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I meant to say people. I misspelled.
Gaylords. Gaylord is a hilarious name for somebody. But that's what they're being. They're being a bunch of fucking gaylords. Bunch of fucking queers.
Yeah, at least you're. Yeah, gaylord is like fancy, you know.
Yeah, gaylord. I feel like. What is the actual definition of gay? Is it like lord of the gays?
Nope.
Isn't it just like a happy gay? I don't know. A happy.
It's a very common name for, like, there's hotels called Gaylord Hotels.
Yeah, I know, Gaylord Fucker.
Gaylord Fucker.
In Melbourne, there was an Indian restaurant called Gaylord.
That was so
Gaylord.
Funny. When you first heard Gaylord Fucker was his name, that made me laugh so
hard.
That
would be problematic today.
Today, yeah, they wouldn't even write that joke in.
I mean, when you say Gaylord in that accent, it's like, Gaylord. I want that name.
Gaylord.
Ship on the Bobby, Gaylord. Named for a Norman French origin from the Old French Gaylord, meaning joyful or high-spirited.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
I called it.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? All right, gentlemen and lady, we should talk about Trinkin' really quick, which is such an amazing company. Love Trinkin'. They hooked us up with these amazing cups and lids that make anything you're drinking look like it's a cup of coffee. The founders of Trinkin' love to travel and design these cups after getting pissed off when they got back to America and realized they cannot drink in public here like they can abroad. Trinkin' is perfect for enjoying beers at the beach and parks and basically anywhere you want to drink. The cups and lids work on regular size beers and tall boys. Plus, by putting the can in the Trinkin' cup, it forms an air barrier that keeps the beer colder longer than a regular koozie. Okay, love it. Love taking this. Right now, I'm going on a picnic this weekend. Okay, what do you think I'm doing? How do you think I'm drinking? Think I'm going to just drink out of a fucking beer bottle like an asshole? We talked earlier about me getting arrested. I'm the only one who ever gets arrested. But guess what? Not in my Trinkin' cup. Now it's going to look like I'm just enjoying a nice, nice, delicious cup of coffee. So head over to trinkinstore.com. That is TRINKEN store.com and use the promo code RAP15. RAP15. You save 15% off your entire order. Once again, that's trinkinstore.com. Use that promo code RAP15. Let's get some plugs out of the way and let's get into the show. We'll actually start. That was just a little pre-warm-up conversation.
Oh, okay.
We're not even recording.
Let's start recording.
Right. Fiend Dog, what do you got coming up, buddy?
Well, I just recorded my first hour of comedy that will be released in the coming months, probably November.
Did you do like 25 minutes, 30 minutes?
Nope, just that hour. So,
what are you going to do when you run out of material? It's like Q&A?
Material? What do you mean? Okay. Oh, I'm a guy. I fucking waited until I had more than, you know, I'm not starting at zero. That's crazy. Okay. I don't know if people do that. Where are you at now that you fucking, after the special?
I got a new 12, 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Something like that. Doing pretty good.
So yeah, be on the lookout for that. You can go to MikeFeeneyComedy.com, YouTube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy, but also fucking listen to the Irish Goodbye podcast, also on this network. If you listen to Real Ass Podcast and you are a fan of either myself or Notorious Mike Cannon, which that name came on, that came from this from this podcast.
Hell yeah.
You should be at least listening to the thing. I think we should have the exact amount of downloads, same amount of downloads. So go ahead and check that out. And fuck yeah. I don't know. That's it.
Love it. Chloe LeBranch.
I have an abortion at 3. No, I'm co-headlining Caroline's on Tuesday, but probably That's what's going on with me. I have a podcast at the Close Show podcast.
Close Show?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Listen to the pod. That's the most important thing. You can promote on a comedy podcast. It's your comedy podcast. Mm-hmm. Go listen to Chloe. Go support Chloe.
Thank you.
You know, we do give women shit on this show, but I really do. I look at women as being, you guys can be funny.
Yeah.
It's out there. You'll find them once in a while. Diamonds in the rough, but once you find a funny chick, hold on to her. That's what I say.
take your dick out and wave it in her face. Yeah.
Really get in there and try to sexually assault her. Is what I'm saying. Give her a reason to laugh. Zach and Nico, I don't know what I'm saying. I can't even. When I try to improv, it devolves into
sexual
crimes.
Assault.
don't fucking try to get me to yes and. It gets aggressive.
Bill would ask you to.
Zach and Nico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies. Tonight, we are watching Hatchet, one of my favorite gory movies. And Capital Wrestling returned to New Jersey, specifically Hoboken.
Hell yeah.
Friday.
Hoboken.
October the 5th. I think it's a Saturday. And it's going to be real fun getting mixed up in a six-man tag.
Very cool. Live show's coming up 3rd through the 5th, Orlando, Florida, with Big J Okerson. Skanks fans, come the fuck out, okay? If you're driving in from out of state, I will let you hit my vape pen. Dead ass, okay? Also, more stuff coming up. October 7th through 9th, I'll be in L.A. Look out. We got some stand-up shows, as well as Kill Tony at the Comedy Store with Michael Bisping, which is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. November 6th through 9th. Uncle Vinny's down the shore, Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Oh, I'm with you with
around.
That. Oh, you're me and you, baby.
Baby boy, me and Mike Feeney, Point up, Pleasant, New Jersey. Blah, blah, blah. You guys are going to get a great show. Very excited. A lot of new material. I am going through a whole writing phase right now. By then, I will have half my set be brand new.
It's funny because I'm the same exact way. So it's just going to be a full fucking weekend of just people, of just two comics, just trying to get new stuff.
No. My new shit is fucking, I'm telling you right now, I'm very excited about my news. Sorry.
So
that was God. That was God.
He's allergic.
Your
to
shit
lying.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Can't stop writing jokes.
Lots more dates coming up with Kurt Metzger, the Louis J. Gomez Kurt Metzger This Should End Well tour. We're going everywhere: Boston, Sacramento, San Diego, Chicago. Albany, wherever the fuck else we're going to be. Detroit, Kalamazoo. Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, grab those motherfucking tickets. It's going to be a blast. Also, guys, go to our website right now if you love the podcast. And all the tickets are now, I believe, available on Louis J. Gomez Presents, louisjgomez.com. Can I see that website? I paid Harrington as my webmaster.
Oh, no.
Harrington's my webmaster.
Can I also throw in a thing I forgot?
Let's see. Is there dates up there? Let's see.
Nope.
I
can't believe you still have
the whole site.
Is that you?
Didn't you?
So
yeah, that's
fucking
it.
Angry right now.
Didn't you fire him? Why do you keep hiring him?
Great question.
That's you?
Yeah.
How is he going to design a home page? He doesn't have a home.
How is he going to talk loudly when Irish Goodbye is recording if he's...
Are you okay?
Fired.
Do I look sick there? Oh, because I don't have facial hair or hair?
No, you do look very... You look that like one, that thumbnail on the left
chemo.
Should be changed. Yeah, you look very
you
sick.
You look so skinny and...
I don't look skinny. I look fat
as
shit.
He's
particularly
much
fat.
Yeah.
During this recording of this special.
Also, can I just throw out there, if anybody does listen that lives in Chicago, we're doing a live Irish Goodbye at Zany's in October.
Sick.
Yeah, it's first week.
Sick.
You really do look ill in those screenshots. The special start. By the time you guys see this, I'll be dead.
Yeah, right.
Wait, did they put powder on you or no powder?
I had makeup, yeah.
Yeah, too much makeup. That's why, because he's smoothed out.
All right, so go fuck yourself. Also, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Every episode we've ever done is available on demand. gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. RAP for a 14-day free trial. And you save $1.50 a month. Get this show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach and Mika's Midnight Spook Show, Hate Breeds, Jamie Josta, the Josta Show.
I can't believe you're not saying the name of the podcast.
No disrespect.
I mean, it's crazy. The disrespect that you show to High Society Radio and Irish Goodbye.
No, I was saying no disrespect. I was saying the show, no disrespect.
I understand, but I was using that to parlay.
Okay.
This is awkward.
It is awkward, right?
Yeah.
I'm standing with High Society Radio. I'm standing with them. I saw their tweets.
You're insecure as fuck, doggy.
It's not insecure. You should use it as a fucking platform to promote the best fucking podcasts on your network, you know?
This is the best podcast on the network.
Well,
the Real Ass Podcast is by far
the most content, for sure. Yeah. You do the most episodes of every show.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
But we get the most laughs per month.
Per week. Maybe per, even then, maybe not. I don't know.
Dude, if you just were to take the amount of laughs in a week of Real Ass Podcast shows.
In our 6 hours a week, we do.
Put it up against any 1 hour of podcasting. I guarantee you there's at least twice as much laughter.
Do you think it factors in that you're sick?
Cut Chloe's mic.
Chloe's coming alive. I like it.
Chloe's banned now.
Chloe attack. Hit the Chloe attack soundboard.
She's banned for 3 months from all things Gas Digital. Shannon, you didn't tell me you were going to.
Oh, that's the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gave her a guest attack without me. Without me giving the approval. Okay.
These two shots look like you both brought Muppets to make fun of the other one.
All right. I want to plug a couple other things really quick as well. Podcastmerch.com. Go grab all of the latest merchandise. The brand new Legion of Skanks Offend shirt is up there as well. Limited edition pre-sale shirt. So go grab that one as well. That fucking shirt is dope.
I like it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then also, I want to say we have a few new shows coming to the network as well, which we haven't really talked about. That's the Offend shirt, which is fire. There's a white one,
that's
too.
That's everybody who's going to wear that shirt. Is going to look. Whoever that model is perfect.
Is that cum?
Yeah, it's actually cum. We don't use ink to print.
I never.
Well, dripping off the face.
Yeah.
I never considered that. Is the logo actually supposed to be cum or spray paint?
It's fucking, I don't know, man.
But if it is cum, that's kind of fun.
It's a Tuesday.
Okay. A couple new shows coming to the network. I want to announce this, which one I'm really excited about. Capital Wrestling coming to the network. Half an hour weekly show. Zach, Chris from Brooklyn, a few other personalities from the network have been involved. Myself. Hopefully we're going to be getting more and more involved. But that's fucking awesome. Really excited about that. Also, we're bringing on board Broad Topics with Kim Congdon and Alex Scarlato. Those girls have been killing it. Their fucking show is hilarious. You guys, it's like one of the only shows that I actually listen to. I don't listen to other people's podcasts. I have my own shit to listen to. But
when I feel like crying.
When I feel like just. and then last but not least, Rob Flynn from Machine Head is going to be doing a show with us, a touring show from backstage at their upcoming tour that they're going to be doing this fall and this winter. So lots of new things happening here at the Gas Digital Network, and we're going to be giving more information about the dates and all that other stuff. All right. Let's talk about a couple of these things. What happened to this real estate agent? I kind of wanted to see that.
I know nothing about this.
Yeah, how could we know what you're talking about?
Talking to my production team.
This was a question for me. Yeah. So I think the video speaks for itself, but basically he came to look at a house, and then he was out, the person looking at the place was out the front with the real estate agent, and just, here it is.
Let's see. There we go.
The open house visitor. Then a moment after they shook hands.
He pushed me. He threw me. Was all the
something about the open house visitor. What? Then a moment after they shook hands.
It's fucked up.
Wait, I mean, that blood curdling scream. It was as if she was being stabbed.
So that was the real estate, and so just a guy came to look at the house and pushed the real estate.
He pushed her into a bush. He pushed her.
Yeah, that was. They were on their way out. Apparently, he was already acting weird, and she was kind of cagey about it. But then, as she was like, "All right, well, that's kind of that," he just did that.
But did he steal her phone? Did it look like he went to go grab her phone? What did he
didn't? Apparently, whatever he was trying to do, he didn't get away with it. Like he just bolted. Like she, I think once she started screaming like that, it freaked him out.
Yeah,
and
she screamed him so loud.
I mean, it's impossible to keep a boner with that type of blood-curdling scream. That's the way to do it, ladies. If you don't want to be attacked physically, just start shrieking like an idiot.
Or get really clingy.
Yeah, or just be like, come on, baby.
Yeah, you're my boyfriend.
I love you.
I love you.
That was a little bit of an overreaction. She needs to fucking...
Well, it worked, though.
It's a hilarious thing to do, to push somebody into a bush. Yeah. It's funny no matter what.
I did that to my ex-girlfriend. Not into a bush, but into garbage once, just to be funny. I don't even know. We're just walking by this garbage. I just pushed her into it. She did not think it was funny.
Of course. It's just heroin needles sticking up through the garbage. Oh, she's like, great, now I'm addicted and infected.
Oh, my friend's old girlfriend stopped a tire shoe next to a big snow pile that, like, to the fucking plow bin. So and I just hipped her right into it, and her fucking legs were sticking out of it.
Shit.
It's yeah, funny every time.
I'm just saying, if you're a human being, like, be a little bit more prepared to defend yourself than whatever that. Can I see the real estate agent? Is she an old bitch?
They haven't released her identity, so I mean, you can sort of see.
She look no, she doesn't look that old.
No,
I mean that was a good push.
I also just read he grabbed her boobs, so he pushed her over, grabbed her boobs, and ran off.
That's so legendary.
Honk honk.
Oh, that's like a definitely like a Me Too thing a comedian would do.
You my favorite, can I tell you my favorite thing is after he pushes her. Look at the way he runs around. Like, he takes the sidewalk. Like, he doesn't cut across. He goes the full length to be like, I'm just going to walk here and then make a left.
Yeah, because he's like, it's an OCD thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, can't step on a crack.
I feel like obviously, you know, it's not funny that a woman's attacked, but if that was it, she just fell over and got her boobs grabbed. I mean,
as long as, yeah.
It's on the funnier end of.
What assault. Time of the day was this?
Boob o'clock.
3 p.m.
Boob o'clock.
It's like, if it's before noon, it's a totally different story.
Fun time, I think it was.
Half-ass silly.
I feel bad for her. She's fine, though.
I mean, is she fine? Or is there emotional damages that would go well far beyond what we can understand as men?
I mean, come on. Yeah, it's like, it's a little bit, I understand also her screaming like that in the moment because she's like,
terrified.
She doesn't know what's going to happen. She's thinking like, this guy's actually going to fucking murder me right now. Like, but after he ran away, she had to kind of be like, ah, fuck, I hope nobody videotaped that.
Yeah.
I was screaming like a fucking banshee.
Well, maybe she got like a free abortion.
Yeah, that is also true. She's like, oh, you know what? I'm bleeding, but win-win. All right. Well, I don't like real estate agents. That is like another... an industry that's mm-hmm. like sort of fake and not real.
Yeah, it's like the agents in Hollywood.
I never thought about how
just go to Craigslist.
Yeah, all you need to do is you could probably get a movie gig on Craigslist.
I never thought about how much that would be terrifying if you were a real estate agent, you have open houses and you just like when there's just one person in the house, you know what I mean? They're just creepily.
Yeah.
Even if you're another dude, you know what I mean? You're just showing the house to one person.
I mean, how would it feel to be a dainty little boy like Mike Feeney? And that's like a real fear.
First
like
off,
another man is going to take
I'm
you.
Very
that's it. He just said it. It's a real fear of his that another man might take him and hold him down and hurt him. That's fucking crazy. That's a fear of yours.
I'm not saying it's a fear. I'm saying that's a real thing
clearly,
that could happen.
Rewind the tape. Did he not just say it's a fear of his?
There is no tape.
Just real estate agent Feeney. So this is one of the nicer buildings on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Yeah.
But I wonder who would win in a fight if I was the agent and you came in, me and you.
I think Chloe would shit down your throat with ease.
I think you would scream like that woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I got it to go. I just started screaming. No, I'd, you know.
Can you arm wrestle Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd flip you over. I'd be
let's
like,
say.
Butt o'clock.
We can do that. But what if I win?
You should win, Mike.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's no benefit for me.
There's no upside here.
That's what I'm saying.
If you lose.
But if I win, then I'm beating a woman.
This girl's 100 pounds at the most.
You get a raise.
I feel like I could beat you in arm wrestling.
Thank you.
She's 19 years old. She's 100 pounds, okay?
19 years old, that's great.
All right.
Can I do you in arm wrestling instead?
Yeah, if you want. But
that would actually be, because I feel like.
You really don't want to fight me.
I don't want to fight you.
I want to arm wrestle you.
Dude, Chloe, I'll give you
$100. I'll arm wrestle.
I'll give you $100 if you headbutt him right now.
I'll arm wrestle.
Just square on the nose and just jump on him and start ground and pounding him.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be so funny to watch Chloe beat you up. Arm wrestle Chloe. Are you afraid you're going to lose to a woman?
Arm wrestle Chloe, but how are we going to do
there's
it?
There's a weird angle.
Yeah, there's a weird angle. We're going to have to move. It's going to be off mic.
All right, take your shirts off. What?
That's fine.
What, Chloe?
I didn't say anything. I don't know anything.
She's down. I'm just testing Chloe. She's fucking down. She's down. Good booking, Shannon.
She unbanned? No. Even though she fucking slammed you?
6 weeks. She 6 weeks.
It's going down.
Yeah.
I give it back to her just because she fucking is so willing to out alpha you. I love it.
She put you out alpha you too.
No, she didn't. We're two lions.
No, I was,
we're two lions and she's trying to get some respect for me.
I'm worried about that. We're all lions.
No.
including Zach. Zach's...
I'm a warthog.
Wait, Timon and Pumbaa? Pumbaa, is that who we are? Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I used to be a real estate agent.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
How'd that go?
Not well. Yeah. I worked for City Habitats doing rentals. Yeah, I didn't like it. It just wasn't really my thing.
You really do reek of the person that would wear a blazer with a t-shirt underneath.
Yeah. You mean what I wore to your wedding?
Yes.
What I wore on Last Comic Standing? What I used to wear anytime I did comedy on a Saturday night?
Wow.
Yeah, I suck.
Back when you used to do comedy on Saturday night.
Remember that? Remember when I can get booked on the weekends? That was fucking nice. Actually, I'm at the stand tonight, you dumb bitch. How does that feel? Right in your butt.
It's Friday.
Right in your butt. Damn it.
Where are you this Saturday?
New York Comedy Club. It's not, look, I ain't getting 5-6 spots tonight. I got one little one, then we all pop in, try to get up somewhere else. That's it.
Hmm.
But don't worry. It's all going to change. It's all coming.
Yeah.
Fiend Diggy. Yeah, real estate agents suck dick. This is a great scam, though. I think I've talked about the scam before, but I'll give it to you guys again if you guys want it. What you can do, though, is you can just go hold your own open house, right? Just find a real estate, find an apartment that's open. Go on Craigslist, right? And then look for an apartment that's open that's being rented out by a real estate agent. And these aren't exclusive listings. Like, literally any real estate agent can rent out these apartments. So what you can do is you can literally just put an ad with the address and say there's an open house. And then when people show up for the open house, be like, cool, it's yours. Just give me a $500 deposit right now, cash. And then just get like 10 people to do that and then fucking never contact them again.
Yeah. That's
great.
That is a pretty good one.
It's a good scam. Yeah. They would never, how would they ever possibly get in touch with you again?
Do you have to show your real estate license to anyone?
No.
Make them fill out. It'd be fun too if you just made them fill out the actual paperwork, like made them go through all of the 10 pages of lease agreements
to get their credit report.
Well, it has to be real. I mean, that hurts more than losing the $500.
When I got my new place, the real estate agent never had keys to any of the buildings.
No, yeah, you have to buzz in everything.
Buzzing.
Yeah.
One time, my first apartment I ever looked at after college, the woman was driving us around and she made us go into a locksmith and make a copy of the keys for her. She's like, the super's been asking me to do this. Can you guys, like, there's no parking? She's like, idle. Can you guys run in? We're like, are we doing fucking errands for you?
Yeah, it's crazy.
The fuck out of here.
It's just it's an unnecessary job completely, you know? And it's just sort of people that are siphoning off of this, like, there's no middleman in the exchange between me and my landlord. I just go, cool, I rent the apartment. Like, yeah, come rent the apartment. Why is there a middleman here? There's no expertise. They're not doing anything. It's literally an entire industry just created to steal money. It's one of the weirdest, shadiest, like,
jobs.
And
I got wrecked on my new thing. I had to do a full month's rent, and then it was like another $800.
Yeah, usually it's 15% is the fee, actually, for a year, and then they always drop it to like a month or whatever, so it's a little bit less. But yeah, I would do that. I was not very good at it. The other scam is you go and put in like $150, like that credit fee application, a credit check is literally $10. You can go online and run somebody's credit for $10 just free. If you have like memberships to certain sites, like that's just bullshit. They don't even run everyone's credit. What they do is everyone who comes to the apartment, they go, cool, if you want it, put in an application. It's just sort of like the there's no pre-qualification. And then they take that money and then they make a few $1,000s off of applications. And they only run the credit of like the two or three people that they're actually interested in becoming the tenants. It's all just fucking fake.
Money grab.
Yep.
How at home did you ever make yourself in someone's apartment when you were like showing it or something?
I mean, I would take shits almost.
That's what I was saying. There's real estate agents probably just take shits all over New York.
All over the place.
But now it's got to be so much harder because everybody has those fucking doorbell cams. Like everybody has like videos of what you're doing in the house the entire time. Back in the day, it was probably just a fucking free-for-all. You could host a Coke party while you're fucking showing the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
I love Coke parties.
Coke party.
We should totally host a Coke party. Why not?
That would be wild if we did that.
Let's
Zach.
Who would ever do something like that? Let's talk about this young girl that was attacked by a coyote.
Wow.
We got video, right?
Her into a bush.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Does It Live or Does It Die?
Does it live or does it die?
This is a little girl. Where is this little girl at, Nate?
Heaven.
I'm right here.
This looks like it happened. Where is it? DuPage County? Where is that? Villa Park.
I don't know. Yeah. But a little girl, 5 years old, attacked by a coyote. The game is this. We're going to watch the video right up until the attack. And then we have to decide, do we think this little girl going to live or die? And then we'll finish the video and the story and figure it out. This might be a brutal one. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
Look at this little girl.
She's
so cute.
Skipping.
You see the coyote coming in the background?
And I just want to point out.
Look. Oh, my God.
Meep, meep.
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Look, it stands at the end of the driveway and then just starts fucking running. Look. Look, she starts to run. Help! Help!
First mistake.
What do we think? You think? What do you do with coyote? Because every animal has a different thing, right? Like a bear, you got to act big, or you play dead. One or the other. I don't know.
I think I could punch a coyote to death.
You think so?
I absolutely do. They're little. They're like wolf. No, but a coyote, they're like dogs.
You think you could punch a coyote to death?
I think I could. Get me a coyote. I'll do it right now.
This little girl, I don't think, can punch a coyote to death.
She can't.
Little girl punches are the weakest of all punches.
I think that she could just, like, the same thing with, like, the rapist. You turn the tables and she's just like, who's a good boy?
Right. Ooh, start sucking his dick. Come here, coyote.
Ooh, lipstick.
That coyote was unfuckable.
Yeah, that's a good idea too, Chloe.
Yeah.
Start getting sexual with the coyote. What do you do with the coyote? Do you act? I have no idea how big a coyote is.
They're little.
They didn't look that big compared
it's like
to a
dog.
Tiny
yeah.
girl.
Like
yeah, but I mean,
dog.
Is it like a vicious fucking wild dog? Because, let's see, red fox, coyote, domestic dog. Yeah, it's about the size of a dog and a gray wolf.
Oh.
They're smaller than a dog.
Well, yeah, a fox to a coyote?
25 to 45 pounds. Yeah, that's a little bitch.
Yeah, dude. It might have been a female coyote.
I would fucking kick it right in its throat. Just straight, just
don't
kick
say.
It in its jaw. It would start running in the opposite direction.
Yes.
As hard as you can. Just fucking smash it.
Or if you kick it in the ribs once, that'll knock the wind out of it. Yeah.
Start shoving its nose in its own shit. Come here, you fucking dumb little bitch dog.
Well, if you can grab it by the scruff, too. It's like any dog or cat, they just kind of like go fucking lame because they're used to being
do that with a wolf?
Yeah. Just lose your fucking arm. It's fucking crazy. I saw a video of a guy who had a bear as a pet, and he's like chasing a bear around the car, and the bear's chasing him, and the bear is like, he's like, aha, and the bear's like playful, but then the bear tries to like play bite, and then you see him go like, aha, ha, like you see him go in that moment of terror where it's like, oh, you at any moment you could have your arm ripped off.
What do you do? What do they say if a coyote is attacking you or your children? What do you do? Because I'm assuming coyotes will just drag little kids off into the woods and eat them, right?
Yeah.
Babies.
Didn't a coyote kill Rogan's dog?
Was that what it was?
No, it was chickens. They killed him.
Isn't that why he
everywhere.
Left Colorado?
Yeah, I think it was a mountain lion.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
I know hawks like swoop down and take puppies.
Yeah.
With a coyote, it says to shout or throw something in its direction. Do not run away. Don't play victim because that's when it triggers for it to chase
that
you.
That little girl did the opposite of what she should have done.
It's like a dog, though.
She should have started shrieking like the woman. She's like, ah! Like a blood-curdling shriek.
I would have handled that.
But if a dog is attacking
present your tits for the coyote. Like, feel my tits.
You don't run from a dog. That's the worst thing you could do.
It also says if you see a coyote during the day, you should exhibit extra caution because they may be used to humans and more likely to attack you.
Might have rabies.
Oh, that's what I thought. It was going to be like raccoons. If you see them during the day, they might have rabies.
Well, this is all kind of like hindsight stuff.
You're going to just run. If Kyle starts running, I'm fucking booking up a tree.
No.
You're not going to like stand there and be like, I got this.
No. What do you do if a bear attacks you? Is it different between like a brown bear and a black bear or like a polar bear?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see
color.
A black bear, you throw your wallet.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't see color.
Wrong neighborhood, boy. Yeah.
But Lewis, you're already across the street, so how would you?
But how, you know, what you do get big, right?
Yeah.
Who do you play dead for?
Also a bear.
Oh, yes.
Once the bear has started attacking you, that's when you have to play dead so it will stop attacking you.
But even then, the bear is just going to kind of fucking like slowly take bites out of you just to be like, are you still alive? And you lose a portion of your fucking ribs.
Like, you're like acting like you're dead. But
yeah.
That is, I've had nightmares about that where I'm like, I used to have this reoccurring dream that I was in a fucking like a heist or some sort of like thing where there's like a kidnapping going on, and then they were like shooting. It was like a mass shooting kind of a situation, and then I might have gotten like clipped or something where you like kind of feel a bullet in your dream and I play dead, but then they walk over and they're like, well, I gotta make sure this guy doesn't live.
They put
their finger
in the hole.
Yeah, yeah, and you're like, are you dead? Because that's all you have to do. I mean, why would you? Who shoots somebody once and goes, yeah, they're probably dead. You know?
Oh, I would assume that everyone's playing dead.
Yes.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah, they should give better advice for bears. They should be like, if you're going to a park with bears, just like do a lot of heroin before you get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
If you're sleeping on heroin, you handle that well.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bear mace, I guess.
I would never. It's so terrifying. So terrifying. The idea of fucking getting attacked by a wild animal and being eaten alive.
Bears also can run like 30 miles an hour.
Really?
And they go up trees like 20 miles an hour, which is...
Yeah, I'm finding for black and brown bears, it says, do not run, do not climb a tree, start talking calmly and slowly back away, but facing them, and stand your ground.
I mean, kid, that I would never be able to do. To just be like, all right, I got to stand my ground while this 800-pound fucking Tonka truck is growling and snarling.
I mean, imagine that. Well, I would start shitting. I'm getting sick to my stomach right now thinking about it. I'm terrified of that. What would you do if, like, a bear attacked your kid? Like, I'm imagining Baby James being torn apart by a bear.
Oh, well, the good news is he would be killed so quickly. But, I mean, us?
I don't think so, dude. I think it would just be a long, torturous, fucking painful, bloody, blood-curdling death.
There's a show about that. It's called I Was Prey, and it's about people just getting attacked by
animals. What?
I Was Prey?
Hold on. Can we put it in that?
We gotta see what happens with the girl.
I see a trailer for that as well? All right, does this girl, do we think this little girl
live
lives or dies?
I think she's alive.
I think she's alive, yeah.
I know what happens.
I think she's definitely alive. That video would be all over everything I watch if she was killed.
Yeah.
He just fucking.
Like, wasn't on the front page of Faces of Death, so I think we're good.
Let's see what happens here. La 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 la. Help, Mom.
Oh, look at that. She almost ran after it, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Then she went up the stairs.
That's it?
Yeah, I guess
the only time she might have gotten attacked is that fucking chaise lounge is blocking it.
Now she's like, I'm going to go play with my dolls.
Cute little girl. Yeah, she lived. She lived, guys. I wouldn't show a child dying on the show. They know that at this point.
No,
that wasn't even an attack, though. Did it even touch her?
Can we see a coyote kill something?
Yeah, that would be great.
Also, Shannon, I sent you that bear playing with the guy who bites him for the video that I was talking about.
Okay, you emailed it to me?
There's the one, the fucking Russian guy who's just being eaten alive by a bear. You ever see that video?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Because they say bears don't kill you.
Yeah.
They just start eating.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, so that's the worst part.
What about that movie of that guy? Like, what was it?
The Revenant.
No,
Grizzly Man,
and at the end of it, he just got, like, brutally murdered by a bear.
Yeah.
And they don't even eat, like, I'm going to eat from the head down. They'll, like, eat half your leg, come up to your ribs and eat that, go back down to your thigh. Like, there's
just tear your nose off your face.
Yeah.
You're pretending to be dead.
Yeah, you're sitting there going, I hope this ends soon. I hope this is the worst it gets.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, there goes my left
because
hand.
Because then it's the worst. Then you're dying and being like, I didn't even stand up for myself at the end. You know, this is what I'm talking about. Look at this guy. It's like a playful.
It is cute.
But watch. Then he's like, oh, I'm going to be a so I'm going to chase you around the car. And now the bear's going to slip. And then he's like, ha ha, you dumb idiot. And then he slips and falls. And now the bear's like, all right, well, now I'm going to fucking get you.
Yeah.
He's barking like a dog. Ready? And now, but watch this.
And the bear's like, oh, 9/11.
Watch this part. Look. And all of a sudden he's like, okay, not fun anymore. Calm down. And then look, he got big. He gets all big to make him.
No, he keeps doing it. This guy is a fucker. This is actually terrorist training.
Yeah. I mean, dude, how terrified, even if you had that bear from when it was a cub, I mean, this part right here, where he pins him up, you can
would
see
would you
him.
Rather be locked in that room with the bear or
look
the
at
Arab?
This. Look
go,
at that,
Chloe.
Look at that.
Chloe, what's more terrifying, the bear or the Arab? Go.
The Arab.
Exactly.
Right?
Look at him trying. He's smart. He gets big like that. And then all of a sudden, look.
Oh. Now they're.
This guy fucks this bear for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, now they're fucking dating.
He's feeding a fucking bear, dude.
Oh,
how aww. Crazy is that shit?
It's kind of cute.
That's a cute bear.
It's a cute ass bear. But then, but there's that moment when he's biting down where he's like, okay, it's enough.
Yeah. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah.
Can I see the trailer for that show you were telling me about?
Yeah, this is a preview.
Let's see. I Was Prey. What a fucking crazy name.
So good.
I was really excited about the day ahead.
Oh, I love these reenactment shows.
Spending time out in the mountains is good for my soul. I hope. I realized that I was up there alone. I heard something crashing through the brush.
Out of the corner of my eye, I see just this giant shadow.
The strike was intense.
It's like getting hit by a Mack truck.
It jumped and landed right on my leg.
Oh my God.
She was eating me alive.
What?
She gotta talk about a tiger shark. Woo.
What?
I was determined to outlast it.
That guy did a selfie?
If I didn't kill him, he was gonna kill me.
I need to fight. I need to survive.
George Zimmerman.
Oh.
Wow. Wow, I want to watch that show
I'm all in.
Right now, so I want to watch
two seasons.
Is it on something?
The only reason I'm not sold on it is because it means everybody survived.
Well, there's that.
Well, they
got to
tell the story,
Zach. But there's also, yeah, dude.
What a boring story that would be from the bear's perspective. It's like,
is the bear sitting there?
Yeah. He's got a lav mic on his fur.
He burps.
Yeah. And then he murders everyone in the studio.
Yeah.
That's next season. He's got a director's hat, a boom mic.
Dude, all of those shows that I shouldn't have survived, all that stuff is the best. I love that.
It's good. That's good TV, Shannon. Why don't you do a fucking show about that instead of whatever horseshit you do?
Well, there was only two seasons of this and it's over. But there are people that die from, like, you know, if there's one person in the party still that's alive, they can tell the story of everyone else's death.
Good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Good. I want to hear about the deaths.
Yeah, I love those moments where they're like, we were stranded on this fucking desert island together, and I thankfully got saved, but he didn't make it. It's like, you killed and ate him, for sure, is what happened there.
It's like when you're in a car with your friends and they get the DUI.
Yeah. Just sit back. I'm always the guy who gets, not the DUI, but I'm always the guy who gets, like, if I'm with a group of friends smoking weed and the cops come, I'm always the guy that gets the
ticket. Hey, you guys get out of here. Bep, 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 bep,
yeah. It's been like 4 or 5 times where it's like, I'm like, guys, we're like, you know, you're being perceived as racist here. Like, I'm the only brown person. I'm the only one. You're unapologetically. They're like, yeah, no, not you, buddy. You're going to get the ticket. What happened with Dave Smith a couple of years ago? Me, Big J, and Dave another time. My friends in fucking high school. It's happened so many times.
Yeah, I've definitely witnessed it. Drinking in public, like with red Solo cups, and they stopped like a group of 7 of us walking down the street. We're also idiots drunk walking by a police precinct.
Yeah.
And then they gave a drinking in public ticket to my Puerto Rican friend and to my Asian friend.
And also
my Asian friend had an empty cup. He didn't even have a drink in it. And then they gave it to, and then...
he was slurring his words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, your breath smells like sake, young man.
His eyes were closed.
Or so we thought.
Natural.
But
we get it. You have an Asian friend.
Yeah.
His face was the color of the cup.
But also it was crazy because my wife was hammered and she's like an Italian. Like she was getting
she
so
gets
mad.
Fucking slutty when she gets drunk too.
She was getting so mad that they were fucking. She was getting so mad that they were giving them a ticket or anybody a ticket at all. She starts trying to talk to the fucking police officer, who was this female police officer, and the woman was like, "Miss, calm down." And she was like, "You can't drink in public. You know that that's illegal, right?" And my wife goes, "Yeah, no shit, it's illegal." And then she was like, "I went to school for." She starts like. White woman, Italian, explaining to the woman, and then the cops are just like, get her the fuck out of here right now while we give your boys tickets.
I don't know. I've been arrested 3 times, so.
Yeah.
And it was like me and a bunch of dudes.
Were you
and,
screaming?
Well, the guy grabbed my arm, and I started yelling like, Indian burn.
The police?
Yeah, at the cops.
The cops gave you an Indian burn?
Yeah, he's grabbed my wrist, and I was like, Indian burn! So that was fun for me.
What did you get arrested for?
I got arrested 2 times for underage drinking. 1 time I got a citizen's arrest.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
You let somebody citizen's arrest you?
It wasn't my fault. They were a boy. I'm a girl. I can't run as fast.
That's you just losing a fight. I want you to know that's all it is. If you get citizens arrested, it's you just not beating the person up and they overtook you. That's crazy.
He tackled me.
It was a he. Why were you citizens arrested?
I was like, I was with my brother and we were like defacing public property. We're just like drunk and we just started like kicking something and trying to break it, and this like lady cop is like, freeze, and my brother looks at me and he goes, run. And so we ran, we scattered both ways, and I'm running and it's like in this town and the cop is screaming like, someone stop her, and this guy in like a green Patagonia comes out of like nowhere and just tackles me.
Oh no. You're like, get off me, buddy, whose side are you on?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, right? It's the same thing with all this shit, you know?
Yeah.
He's trying to be a hero, but...
That's crazy. So and he just held you there? You yeah. just bite him? I would just bit his fucking face.
I was just like, rape.
Yeah.
He's got a boner.
I was like, you're coming with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, screaming he's got an erection or a boner. That yeah. should, that would absolutely. He'd be like, no. You know?
You start acting like you really like it. You're like, baby. yeah.
I'm like, we're in this together.
Oh, you got Patagonia coat money, huh?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. All right, let's talk about this really quick. What is the anti defamation league hate symbol list? What is this?
Well, I thought, you know, seeing as we're catering to alt right sensibilities, fine. Apparently, I would research like what we're doing wrong. And they just added to the list of hate symbols the OK hand symbol and also having a bowl cut has been added.
This is
a hate symbol. You're doing a hate symbol. And also just having a bowl cut. But then I was like, well, what else have we done? And I was looking at the list. So here's some of the stuff. The numbers 1 to 11, 100%, 109, 110, 12, 13,
the number
13, 12
13. Down, but why? Hate
the number 12 is numeric symbol for Aryan Brotherhood groups.
Hell yeah.
As are the numbers 1 and 2 separately. So look out.
Wait a minute. So look out.
Just the numbers.
So wait a minute. But the OK symbol, didn't Milo claim that he started that
as a
joke?
Yeah.
And then now that's like a real thing? One, the number 13?
That's, yeah, apparently. But not 1 and 3 separately.
Is this the same website as the food one?
I'm not sure what...
14? It's just every number?
14. Is it 11, 12, 13, and 14?
14, 23, 14, 88. 18? That date is not good. 20, doing 23 with your hands? Don't do that.
Why?
It's a hate sign. I don't know. Because white supremacists primarily on the West Coast may use a two-handed sign consisting of one hand showing or flashing two fingers, the other hand showing or flashing three fingers. It doesn't say why. It just they do it, so don't, I guess.
What if you do the OK symbol, but then you do that thing?
That's
still fucked up.
That's just a hilarious way to do double hate.
And they're like, yeah, I'm just like, you see someone on the street.
Lewis is having a hard time doing that.
She's a monster.
My biceps are too big. That's the problem.
He's sick.
If I had little dainty arms, I would
Bro,
be able
are you
to
fucking
easily.
Kidding me?
Dude, your arms are dainty.
You're just
as
fat.
Fuck.
You're not in shape. You used to be in such good shape.
I said I'm a monster amongst men. That's not being in shape. That's just being a fucking monster.
But you have no muscle.
You have no muscle. You're a bitch.
I'm all muscle.
You're literally.
You're like 70% body
Shannon.
Fat.
Shannon.
I would call you. You're like sinewy.
Lewis, you know I'm biased in this regard, though.
Exactly. You don't like dainty bitches. She doesn't like dainty bitches.
I wouldn't use that wording.
Would you? Now, Shannon, this is not even who'd you rather fuck. Just explain to Feeny what a woman, what a fucking woman would want thrusting into her. A man like me or a fucking little dainty fucking pinbag like Mike Feeny.
Not pinbag.
A guy that makes me feel small. So like a big, big guy.
Well, I'm sorry, right. Shannon, but that's kind of on you, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, what do you want me to do? Ask Alex my producer on Irish Goodbye that question and you get a different answer.
Do you think Alex would say she wants a guy skinnier and littler than
no,
her?
No, I'm not skinnier on, or littler.
We're
going to
call
her.
Alex right now.
Yeah.
I want to know.
But you're going to threaten her job.
God damn, that was funny.
I mean, what are we talking about
here?
Couldn't
have made it any easier for you, Feeny.
Let me call Alex right now. Is she here or no?
No.
She's not here. Okay, hold on.
Alex. Can we look at more hate symbols while he's calling Alex?
Yeah. This is good podcasting.
The fuck up, Feeny. You don't know anything about good podcasts.
There's quite a large number section.
What was it? Was 2316 because that was White
that was
Power?
The last one? Yeah, 2316. And then 28's not good.
311? The band?
311.
You can't watch the band 311?
Oh, hello.
KKK. Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Alex. Listen to me. I'm alone.
No. Don't
Shut
fuck
up,
this
dude.
Up.
You're fucking leading the
don't
jury.
Don't fuck this up.
You're leading the jury.
You're going to lead the jury.
You're leading the jury.
Alex, you know the answer to this.
Objection.
Sustained.
Wait, that's good. Okay. Alex.
Yes.
This isn't who would you rather fuck. Okay, that's a dumb old hack question. Who cares? Okay?
Okay.
This is it's about the type of man. Okay. Forget it. It's not me.
No, it's specific. It's not the type of man.
It's the type of man. It's the body type. A fucking man or a dainty bitch. That's what I'm asking.
No, but it's not a dainty bitch. You have to go into specifics. Do you want fat, overweight,
that's
Lewis?
That's not true. Now, first of all, my arms and shoulders still look pretty good.
Yeah, but you can't hold yourself up.
Yes, I can.
Bullshit. Oh.
Do you know how much better I can fuck than you, Mike Feeny?
Bro,
are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your back?
Does Mike Feeny thinks he can fuck better than me? Mike Feeny literally gets on top of a girl and she goes,
You're out of your mind.
No eye contact, just staring down at the fucking pillow. It sucks.
You stare directly into the eyes?
I look right into her eyes while I kiss her deeply. Shut up, Alex. Hold on. Shut the fuck up. You shut your fucking face. I'm talking right now. I kiss her right in her mouth and I look right in her eyes the whole fucking time.
You don't blink?
Nope. I don't want to miss a moment. I don't want to miss a moment.
All right, Aerosmith.
It's like an I was going to say, like fucking Aerosmith song.
Animal crackers on her belly.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear you breathe.
Alex.
Yeah.
If you had to have a man on top of you thrusting himself into you sexually, okay, would you rather the body type of a Mike Feeney?
In shape, low body fat, toned.
Or the body type of...
Louis J. Gomez gave up, like, kind of like cottage cheese in a garbage bag.
Write your paychecks.
Yeah. See, you're leading. Leading the witness. Objection.
With my body, I write a paycheck. With my hand. That's part of my body. So.
Okay, so I'm like an arms type of person. Like, I need somebody who's got, like, thicker arms. Like, as long as he's not super fat, like, I mean, I feel like. I would have to go with Lewis.
She
said my butt. She wants my butt too. It's fine, Alex.
His butt's horrible.
My butt's not even good, but that's how much she's attracted to me. Go ahead, go.
Butt.
You guys are both hot, I said.
Oh, see, but you're both hot. Thanks, Alex. You're awesome. You get a raise. That's right, everyone. Mike Feeney.
Alex also dates an Indian guy.
It's disgusting.
An uncircumcised.
It's disgusting.
Uncircumcised. So her, the whole, it's a character.
That was actually her boyfriend in the bear video before. Yeah. Playing with the bear.
An uncircumcised.
Yeah. One time Alex showed me, it was fucking crazy. She didn't understand what this was. She showed me a picture of her boyfriend's dick.
It's huge.
But it wasn't just her boyfriend's dick. It was his dick. In her hand.
Oh.
And she didn't understand that was basically porn. Like, it's a sexual act. Like, I'm watching Alex's hand on a dick.
It's pornography.
And she didn't understand, like, why it turned me on so much.
Yeah. Why you photoshopped your fucking dick.
I'll never forget it.
You just fucking circumcise it in Photoshop?
Yeah, right? She doesn't have to carry a purse.
Exactly.
You can just put my credit card in there.
Yeah.
Can you hold my ID?
It is disgusting. So yeah, Feeney, that's not what a woman wants. A woman doesn't want, you're too, you know, if you put on a little bit of fucking weight, you know, you're a handsome enough guy.
I don't understand why you guys didn't just ask me.
We called Alex in there.
Chloe, I'm not positive you're not a lesbian.
Me neither. After this podcast, I'm fucking gay.
Yeah, but Chloe, you're not going to be, you're a little fucking petite, tiny girl. You need a dainty little boy on top of you. You can't have a fucking big, beefy man like me. I'd kill you. It's ridiculous.
Just tell me you don't want to have sex with me.
Chloe, I'll have sex with you on this show right now.
Just say it.
Do you not know who I am?
Whether you want it or not.
Can I please have another coffee? This has been a fucking great show so far.
Can I have a coffee too?
Fuck yeah, you can. Look at Chloe just making him fucking work. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm the talent.
I want to know if you want cream in it.
Oh, no, yeah. A little bit.
Nice.
A little bit.
Just
What was this story? Girl pretends to be autistic.
Oh, I love this.
Defend off.
To get on Real Ass Podcast.
Girl pretends to be autistic to fend off masturbating dorm room invader.
Wait, what? It's genius.
She just covered her ears?
Yeah.
I don't know. What,
how does that work? She's like, do you hear that beeping noise?
Like, does she just start acting weird? I mean, how would that deter?
She just started, like, playing the piano, like, beautifully.
Yeah. Just counting train cars. I don't know. I mean, if you're a guy that's going to masturbate in front of a chick, what?
So apparently a guy burst into her dorm. She thought it was someone else, and then he blocked the door with...
It was Louis C.K. This is the story of Louis C.K.
I mean, but also she panicked. Well, not panicked, but she just pretended to be autistic, a quote, because she'd seen an autistic person on TV and was just doing that.
But what does that mean?
It's like, dude!
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
That's not autism. Autism would be like quiet and not speaking.
Yeah. And then, definitely jerking off. Definitely jerking off.
Yeah.
What if that's his fetish?
And the direct quote is, as she got louder, he chose to flee. So
she banshee screamed.
It's like that girl.
Screaming's worked. Dude,
I want to know her strategy, because there's so many kinds of autistic.
This is the direct quote. He exposed himself, proceeded to masturbate, and she began to repeat a series of expressions, acting, she said, as if she suffered from a form of autism, as she had seen on television.
Direct quote. Yeah, she literally just kept on repeating herself. Yeah, she ran random.
I want to see like the clip of which autistic person she watched.
Maybe it was, yeah. That's great, though. Right. That's a good strategy. That'd throw you for a loop.
Yeah.
Would you follow through?
It would turn me on more, to be honest.
Really, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's a good strategy. I like it. You know, women, keep yourself safe out there.
Yeah.
I just don't know if that's going to work.
You're just helping women.
I really
am. Podcast.
Honestly, that's the one thing that I do on this show is I help people and I help women.
You help women.
The Real Ass Podcast, the Women Empowerment Podcast.
I'm a feminist.
Yeah, I am too.
Are you, Chloe?
I don't really know.
No, you're not.
I'm just trying to get a boyfriend.
She's trying to get fucked.
I'm just trying to get fucked.
Trying to get that dick. Do you not have a boyfriend, Chloe?
Mm-mm.
Why not? What's wrong with you? What do you think it is?
Oh, no.
Big nipples?
No, they're perfect.
That's probably Shannon. Those big fucking... Did they go through the nipple or under the boob?
What? Armpit?
No, it's the bottom half of the nipple was where the incision was made. There's no scar.
Fuck, let me see.
No, let me you've see seen it. So many times.
Like, I know, but I suck on them in the dark.
Oh, but you don't feel it with your tongue.
I don't. There's no scar tissue. Feels like a straight up normal nipple.
That's what he's looking for when he sucks on them.
Yeah.
Scar, scar,
same
scar.
Same with
scar,
my
scar.
Implants. Thank you.
Oh shit! There we go. Libertas or die. Oh wait, why didn't you pull up the fucking two bears fighting in the street story? We're just talking about bears for so long.
I mean, he didn't ask me to pull it up.
Did one of the bears pretend to be autistic?
Yeah.
Genius.
Let's see.
Hang on, let me just get to the footage.
Yeah, this is two bears fighting in the middle street. This is the production that we have on this show. It's like, it's literally just, we get high and we watch videos. Whoa. Like, that'd be fun to watch.
That is crazy.
Yeah, look at that.
Holy shit.
That's like they're playing gay chicken.
Yeah, it's almost romantic.
Yeah.
And there's no, the sound.
Oh my God. Oh! Fuck, dude, fuck! Oh! He's biting his face! Fuck off.
He's biting him in his cheek.
Oh, that other bear is a fucking real pussy. Look at him.
What that's meant to
is that like a deer?
What a wolf. That's a wolf.
Coyote.
Wow.
Is that real?
Wolf is seen watching from a distance.
Wolf is like, Jesus Christ.
Look at that. What a slow news day this is.
I mean, that should be top news. That's great.
That is brutal, dude. Oh, it looks like it's like...
Dude, their nails
do they
are
have, like,
so
tougher,
sharp.
Like skin on their face. Why didn't it just tear all the
yeah,
the...
their skin is crazy. Because
they're maintaining they're eye like... contact like you do.
They do. They say that's how I kiss right there.
Yeah.
With bears, like you could, if a bear's charging at you and you like start shooting it with a gun, like it'll take a number of bullets, even to the head. It'll just keep fucking running at you. Their skulls are fucking crazy.
Have you
man.
Done that?
It's like shooting into brick. Yeah, I'm a lion tamer in my spare time, but sometimes I fuck with bears. What?
I don't know what happened. I stopped paying attention for 8 seconds, but I came back in and I was like, what are we talking about?
Honestly, me too. That's one of those things where I was like, I'll just say something and hopefully other people start talking again.
Oh, shit. So, Chloe, what's wrong? Why do you think you don't have a boyfriend? What's wrong with you?
I'm pretty unwell, I'd say.
When's the last time you had a boyfriend?
Pretty unwell.
I kind of just had one. He got the name of my podcast tattooed on him.
No, he didn't.
What?
Yes, he did. I'll show you
the
a picture.
Close show? Is that what
close show. Yeah.
Whoa.
And what happened? Why'd you guys break up?
Well, because I went away for the weekend and he fucked my roommate.
No, he didn't.
What?
Yeah,
was
he
this
did.
The person that was at Stand Up New York
yeah.
when we were at Stand Up New
yeah.
York together?
Whoa,
that
wait
was
a
like
minute.
A couple weeks ago.
Time yeah. out. Time out.
You met him, right?
Yeah.
He was blackout.
I thought you were going to say he was
oh,
black.
No, that was
I was like, what?
He was black.
That was something.
I haven't walked right for a month.
Hold on. So he fucked your roommate.
He did so many bad things.
How long were you with this guy?
About 3 weeks.
And he got the tattoo?
Yeah, I know. He's so unwell. Yeah,
he got a tattoo. Why did he? Was he to be funny? Is he a funny guy?
He's pretty funny. You met him.
Is he a comic?
He's not a comic. He's an actor model.
Oh, he's a model.
He's from LA.
Look at that. Look at Chloe.
All right.
Is he funny? He fucked a roommate. He's hilarious.
Let me see.
On his forearm.
I mean, that's crazy.
He is.
On his forearm.
He's obsessed with me.
Close show. So what happened now? How did this happen? How did he fuck your roommate?
So you went out of town. I had to go to a wedding and
you didn't invite him.
No.
Maybe that hurt. Maybe that hurt his feelings.
I don't even know the guy. Let's be honest.
Well, he was your boyfriend.
He was my boyfriend. And yeah. So, oh my God, so much drama even happened today. And so I went away for the weekend.
This is this past weekend.
2 weekends ago. He's back in LA, and now he's not drinking for me. And yeah, he's
okay.
Not, he's, he woke up crazy. In Washington. One time I didn't answer, and he woke up in Tompkins Square Park in the morning.
So he's a big drunk.
Yeah, and he had dirt in his ears, and he said he went to the bodega to go buy cigarettes, and they just gave it to him for free because they thought he was homeless.
Jesus.
And then he said he walked back in, and he was like, thank you. And they're like, get out of our store.
We said, get out and stay out.
How do you get dirt in your ears?
I'm sleeping in the Tompkins Square Park.
Laying on the ground, I guess.
That's what a Dominican person's talking about you.
Yeah.
But is there a Dominican talking about me? There's dirt in my ears.
Yeah, so I went away for the weekend, and I came back, and I had to move out of my apartment that weekend, and he helped my roommate move out, and then he stayed with her and had sex with her.
How'd you find this out?
Because she told me. She was like, I think he really likes me.
No.
And then she called me, and she was like, can you ask him to answer me? He's not answering.
What
and I was
the
like, what?
Did you not know you were dating him?
Well, I don't even know what we're doing. Like, I just thought that he had a tattoo. He slept in my bed every night. He came to every single one of my comedy shows.
Right.
Yeah.
And you guys were banging.
Yeah. And so he got the tattoo. I went away. He did that. He also owes me $200. And so, you know, obviously I'm not well. And then the most recent thing is I found out he fucked this like model before we had sex, and apparently the model has herpes.
Oh,
and
no.
So I texted him yesterday, and I said, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, I got tested 2 days before I came to New York.
That's a lie.
Lie. And
I would say the same lie.
I texted him the meanest thing you can ever text anyone. I wrote back, lose my number.
Wow.
Yeah, because one time a boy said that to me, and it was devastating, and I was like, thank God I could use this.
This is nice. But did he lose your number, or he still contacted
he
you?
He texted me. This is last night. I said, lose my number, and he texted me. He's like, what the fuck? What did I do? Why?
What did I do?
What did he do? What did he do?
Where do you start?
And he's calling me every day. I miss you. I miss you.
He fucked your roommate.
Yeah, but like I was trying to be like a cool girl, so I was like, don't worry. Like, we're not dating.
But it hurt.
But obviously it hurt my feelings.
He didn't really do anything wrong. I'm saying, though, if you really think about it, if you said...
Sounds like he's got a huge cock.
This guy's awesome. This guy's fucking real-ass dude of the week. Give it to him.
I think this guy
Give it to him.
I know. I'm in love with him. He's a real-ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel
he's real. He's a real-ass dude. This guy, he's a fucking real ass dude, undeniable.
You
okay?
Pay this guy $200 to fuck your roommate.
basically. He was like, I lost my wallet. Because we went to a strip club one night, and I took out $100 for the strippers, and then he never paid me back for it.
Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah. So this guy's a loser.
I guess. Like, am I? If,
but he's hot.
In love with him? I don't know.
Probably. Is he the one?
Is he the one? Maybe. Am I going to keep the baby?
Time will tell.
Probably.
Would you see this guy again, though? Because technically, he did nothing wrong. I've been caught doing, not caught, but I've been caught like fucking multiple chicks. But it's like, I know I've never committed to anyone. Like, yeah. I specifically don't commit. And I, you know, specifically say, hey, I'm also fucking other chicks, just so you know. And for some reason, it will, I think... Whatever, women just get very like emotional, or they think about sex in just such a different way. Like, guys, we're just like, whatever. He's just slanging some dick.
That's what I'm thinking too, because he actually taught me a lot, because he's like, he texts me all the time. He's like, I love you. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Then he's fucking these other girls, and he's like, he hates them. He's like not responding to them and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, obviously for dudes, sex is just sex.
Yeah, and for a lot of guys.
And it really,
not like, Feeny. Feeny's like a fucking, you know,
Mike Feeney makes love.
Yeah.
Feeney makes love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that should have been the question. Not who would you rather get fucked by? Who would you rather get made love to
Alex
by?
Alex wants to get fucked.
Well, yeah, again, but she has Nobody a fucking salami dick guy going fucking.
Just pounding her out. She's so skinny, too. That has to hurt. saw that dick. Like, God damn it, Alex, where do you fit it?
Can't be great.
Yeah. So you might see this guy again, though, because technically he didn't really do anything wrong.
Technically he did it. Technically it's also my fault.
Why is it your fault?
Because
this girl is damaged. Fucked. Chloe is really fucked in the head, but go ahead.
I'm unwell. And yeah, my therapist's been out of town for a month, so it's on him.
Fuck there, too.
No, I actually missed my appointment, so I texted my therapist from his phone. Another red flag for him, for my therapist. But anyway, so yeah, because I was like, just like, I don't want a boyfriend right now at all. And I was just kind of like, I don't care. Like, you're visiting New York. Like, girls, like, throw themselves at him. And I just was like, you know, he came to every single one of my comedy shows, like, every single night. He got my name tattooed. I'm like, you can fuck this other girl, whatever, for a night. But, like, I'm on you forever, dude.
Yeah.
You know? So.
So you are going to see this guy again. There's no questions asked. She's 100% going to continue to see this
guy. I told him to lose my number, so I got to keep that up for about 48 hours.
Yeah,
right?
It's fucking. Look, I get it. I'm a damaged motherfucker, too. But you there's something in you that, like, even though you're mad, even though you're upset, you still are like, yeah, I kind of like this guy.
I just, that was the moment. That's when I realized, I just saw the twinkle in Lewis's eye, and I was like, they're going to have sex.
Do you,
I mean, sure. Chloe, oh yeah.
Yeah, Lewis and Chloe.
I've actually penetrated her twice during the show.
Chloe, her podcast is now on Cast Digital.
I haven't come once. do you think that is now, is
the
now.
The Chloe show, ding, ding, order up.
I love your new tattoo. So now is my ban down from 6 weeks to 2 weeks? What are we at? What are we at now?
Yeah, all right. Oh, 3 weeks. We'll cut
it
in half.
Okay.
Wow.
Killing it.
All right. We're going to wrap this one up here in just a second. It's been a fun show. A lot of fun stuff. Skankfest South coming up, guys. We started planning that.
Irish Goodbye Beer Pong Tournament. Everybody's excited.
Did you get an offer?
An offer?
Yeah, offers went out.
Oh, well, though the venue has been like, we don't care what happens. We can't wait for you to be there. You're the whole reason that people are coming.
The venue has nothing to do with the booking. Offers went out yesterday. That's interesting.
Oh, shit. So I should have talked to, Cannon then, huh? Mm.
So Skankfest South, Houston, Texas, at the Secret Group. We ain't fucking around, Bip-Bip boys. This is going to be another level. The shit we're planning, bigger and better than ever. The headliners that we already have confirmed, incredible. Pre-sale, October 31st, Halloween pre-sale. So grab your tickets. We're not announcing the lineup for another couple months, okay? Probably.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that then.
Probably after the new year, we'll be announcing the lineup when we do the regular sale. But pre-sale, before we announce anybody, if you grab them, you get a discount plus access to the pre-party, which is going to be Thursday night. We're now doing 3 full days in Houston as well. So make sure you guys look out for that. Skankfest.
That's not including the pre-party. So it's not Thursday, Friday, yep. Saturday, Sunday.
Yep. And that's, yeah. And then.
When is it?
Actually? March 27th or 29th.
Oh, can I go?
Yeah. You're in.
Cool.
I mean, I already know where I stand. I mean, the people have spoken. We're in good shape. I'm just wondering if you're flying us commercial or first class since we're talent.
All right, we're wrapping this one. Thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Great week of shows. A lot of fun this whole week. Remember, guys, go subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. RAP.
E.
14 days trial. I can't. Nobody respects me anymore. Nobody came into fucking Howard Stern show and just shit all over him to his fucking face. And that's the new theme for all the guests on the show. So it's fine.
You'll be dead soon and this will be my show.
This is true. All right. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll be back on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.